keep fiddling with the bells and something.
Hosanna in excelsis.
Well, it's time to start. Good morning. Merry Christmas. It's good to see all your guests coming. Welcome. You're very welcome here this morning. Trust me, it is going to be a very short service. Because I've got to go and eat Christmas pudding and other things. So we're not going to spend a long time here. Welcome. Come inside. You're welcome. Good to see you all. Well, yes. A people with ridiculous sweaters are not welcome. But it really is good to see you folk. And again, a very Merry Christmas. We're going to ask you if you've got any presents a little later on. But first, Let's sing a hymn together. It's number 83. Come join this celebration. Let's join together in a prayer. It's up on the screen. Dear Heavenly Father in heaven, thank you for giving us the gift of Jesus, the greatest gift of all. Please help me to remember why we celebrate. Even as we eat Christmas pudding and open presents, help me to be thankful for the real reason for the season. And without Jesus, we wouldn't have Christmas always. I love you and thank you for all that you give us this day. Amen. And it is good to see you. Now, did anybody get any Christmas presents? What did you get for Christmas? Are you going to come up and show me, please? You can bring it up and show me if you like. Come inside. You'll show me afterwards. Right, we're checking to see if anybody's got any Christmas presents. Who else got Christmas presents? George, did you get any Christmas presents?
No,
DVD. Oh, right. Okay. Have you got it here? Okay. Welcome. It's very good to see you. Is that what you got for Christmas? Come on. Grab a seat. Even if you have to sit on the floor, let's see. What did you get for Christmas?
A speaker?
Yeah. You got married then, did you?
Huh?
You got married.
I got married?
Yeah. Well, usually if you get married, you're married to a speaker. Get it? Yeah, okay. George, what have you got there?
Me.
Are you going in an Arsenal sweater? Turn
around.
Oh,
I'm not prepared.
Does anybody want to know what I got for Christmas?
Yes.
Well, you're going to know anyway. That does not go down. It's falling to pieces. I was given by my daughters a whole set of new golf clubs.
No. It won't help.
It won't help. No, it probably won't. What did you guys get? You got a new mobile phone, didn't you? And what sort of phone is it? You got a new shirt.
Yeah.
Come on, show us your new shirt.
Really?
Who got socks? Please put their hands up.
socks.
You're wearing them, are you? Yeah. This year I only got one pair of socks. This is pretty bleak. I want to take you back in time just a little bit. because I'm going to ask Alexis to come up here. She does work with the elderly, and she's going to share a little bit about what people did in the old days for Christmas. Now, hang on. Sorry, Alexis. Let's just leave that for just a moment. I first want to show them a video while you get yourself together, okay? Let's watch this little video because it's for children, and hopefully it works. It should work.
There's this girl named Mary.
She loved God and she loved getting stuff up.
But one day, an angel appeared.
Mary was so surprised and kind of scared.
But the angel said, "Don't be scared, you're going to have a baby."
And then Mary said, "How can I have a baby? I'm not married."
But the angel said,
"It's all right.
The baby will be God's son, Jesus."
Mary was supposed to marry a guy named Joseph.
She said to him, "Look, I'm going to have a baby."
Joseph was pretty surprised, too,
because he didn't know how to be a dad. But he wanted to take good care of the mom and the baby.
Right before the baby was going to be born,
Joseph and Mary had to go on a long trip to a town called Bethlehem.
But it was okay, because Joseph made sure that Mary didn't have to walk by herself.
But when they got to Bethlehem,
it was so full of people. Nobody had room for them.
They tried one place.
They didn't get other place.
At the last place, the guy started to sing though.
Then he said, "Wait. I've got a place for you out back.
But you gotta be okay with animals."
There weren't even any beds.
But it was nice and warm. When Mary had Jesus,
they wrapped him in cloth
and put them in the animal's food dish.
No one else knew about Jesus yet.
But there were some shepherds just outside of town.
And some angels showed up.
The shepherds were like, "Oh no, it's happening."
But the angel said, "Don't be scared.
I have something really, really awesome to tell you.
God's son Jesus has been born.
He's in Bethlehem. He's all wrapped up in a blanket."
The shepherds were super excited.
So they got everyone together and ran to find Jesus.
They were really glad when they found the right place.
They were like, "Is this where Jesus is?" And Mary let them come in.
And they even got to hold and cuddle the baby.
Sometime later, some kings were living far away from baby Jesus.
But God sent them a special star.
The kings followed the special star a long way.
A really long way. A really, really long way.
The star showed the kings right where Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus were.
They even brought special presents for baby Jesus.
Then everybody had a big party.
Because they were so glad that God sent baby Jesus.
That night was the best night ever.
It was the best night ever.
Is Christmas just for children? Well, we shall talk about that in just a minute. But certainly, children play a very important part in our Christmas story. And it brings joy to our hearts. We went to a Christmas carol service last night. And the kids all dressed up in all kinds of things. It was wonderful to watch. But I'm going to ask Alexis to come up here because at the moment she's going to tell us a little bit about what happened in olden day Christmases. Now, excuse me, what have you got there for us to see? Do you, You just,
how you used to start in the old days, I'm wondering if any of the older people here remember when you made a Christmas pudding, you didn't just get everything come in packets. You got currants and raisins, but they had them stones in, and you had to take them out. Who can remember that? You helped your mum, Marge can remember. Yeah, one in your mouth and one in the pudding. And then you had to grate things like suet and so on into it. And so it was really different. But now, in the old days, you cooked your Christmas pudding in a cloth. What did it go in?
Who knows what a copper is? They don't answer, but who knows what a copper is? There's not many people here. You better explain what a copper is.
What's a copper? What you put your washing in.
How long did you leave it in the copper?
About 4 hours, but often overnight, and then Mum would have to keep topping up the water. She didn't get much.
But didn't you put stuff in the jewels and things in there?
Oh yes, what did you put in the Christmas pudding in the old days?
Sixpence. While she's showing that around, I'll tell you a little story about that. We had it at Christmas. We pretended to put we put some sixpences, or it was in South Africa. We put little, what they call tickies, thruppenny bits, into Christmas pudding. And all my children found one, but I didn't, you see. And I pretended to be very upset. And so Alexis then shoved a piece in my bowl while I pretended not to be watching. And I picked it up and put it in my mouth. And then they were all expecting me to find this, but then I pretended to swallow it. Oh, I swallowed it! Sixpence, swallowed. Yes, dear. All right. What did you do for decorations? Hang on, if you start to remember these, you're showing your age a little bit, all right?
And he used to pull them out with all the chains across the room like that. But in the middle, if you were lucky, you might have a wonderful one like this.
Oh yes, who got a Christmas stocking this morning? Did it look anything like that?
Didn't look like that. It's a
things. It's a horrible spider.
Oh, yeah, he goes across.
One more.
Oh, some of you remember this.
Oh, yes, have you seen this one? Just remind you of things that we can, of the old days, because sometimes, you know, people had very little in the old days, very little money and very little time to spend, a lot of wooden toys and no real electronic gadgets in those days, and certainly not many people could be given a brand new set of golf clubs. But let's sing again, number 491, stand up together and sing. Ago, we tend to have reduced Christmas to that for children. And basically, outside in the world, this is what has happened. And we tend to have forgotten the real significance of it. I'm going to show you another video. I'm always cautious of modern films being made about the birth of Christ or even the death of Christ. But particularly this one from a film called The Nativity, it depicts the way the shepherds and the wise men arrive. And when you look at how the actors portrayed, I don't know how the actors acted. I mean, how the real people behaved when they saw the Christ child. But when I look at the way these guys have portrayed it, I was suitably impressed. So I want you to pay attention to this video. I hope it works now. And there were shepherds living out in fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Give the money to honor the sacrifice.
He came once, and the Christian faith teaches us that he will come again. He will come again. Will you join with me in this last prayer? We can say the words together. Let's pray. In a world where worry, not peace, prevails, stir up that good news again. May we come before you with bewilderment of the shepherds, the wonder and worship of the wise men. This Christmas, make it real in our hearts. Never have we needed your joy and peace more than now. Thank you for the gift of Jesus, our Emmanuel, the Word made flesh. Forgive us for forgetting that your love never changes, never fades, and that you never abandon the purpose for which you came, to save us from our sinful condition and to give us life eternal. The joy of relationship with the Holy God, your birth and your death sealed for us forever. Amen. Let's sing our last song this morning. It's number 425. Let's just pray. Father, we ask that you will part us with your blessing, with the hope in our hearts and joy that we can share together with our families at this time. We pray that you will bless our times together as we part with your blessing. Amen. Amen. Go and have a good day. I told you it would be short. Because I've got to go and eat turkey.